My name is Mujalifa Mamavolo. I'm from Limpopo. And I'm doing my second year in geology this year at UWC. And I have a passion to build a business that will empower people, which I would say my entrepreneurial journey started in primary. I had, I was selling like toys, snacks, all those sort of things, easy things to sell. And also, I think I got this spirit from my mother's side, whereby she's also into business. So as I grew up, obviously, I wasn't more focused on the business side, because when you grow up in a home, they tell you school is the only way to success. But
yeah,
as you get older and explore more things, you start to determine what you really love and what you really want to pursue in life. So basically, as I was exploring, coming up, getting older and older, I found that I love business and I love to help people and empower other people reach their dreams. That's why I ended up coming up with the idea of studying more Mzansi Global Market, which also was due to me experiencing a lot of failures as an individual in business. Because you know, whenever you want to start a business, it's like the greatest idea ever.
Yeah.
Until you really start. That's when you see, oh yeah, now I really, really gotta work. So I experienced a lot of failures, started a lot of websites, all of them I failed, until I made it my goal to find out what's really difficult in a person starting a business. And most of the time, it's not really funding. To start a business, according to my opinion, you don't need funding. You need to start and sell your service, get clients. So you get a client, 1, 2, 3, 4. Then maybe after you reached maybe at least enough clients, then you might need funding for you to take your business to another level. So this is just the foundation of Mzansi Global Market, to empower the small businesses by providing them a larger market to sell to, for them to at least grow their business to a certain point. Because most of the time, it's due to market exposure, which leads to a business failure. So basically, that's the basis of how the idea originated.
That's good. So what motivated you to start your business, and what is your business all about? Before actually motivation, what is your business all about? What is what are you trying to solve? What were your thinking process before you actually had this ball rolling?
Oh, okay. So basically, my thinking process is, if you look at the African continent as a whole, I won't just say South Africa, but the African continent, we have basically everything, resources. We have the hands to do the products, the resources to make valuable products. And the thinking behind it was, everything now, it's expensive also. So if I, as Lefa, wants to start a business, or maybe just buy something randomly, you get it at a higher price, or I struggle to find a supplier who's going to supply my business. So it ends up causing me to go to a retail shop to buy the product. But now, as I buy the product, I have to sell it at a higher price for me to also make a profit. So now I looked at the likes of China, Japan, USA. Those guys focus deeply in making things. So now I saw an opportunity that there are a lot of businesses that make organic African products, but they don't have the necessary concept to scale up that type of idea. So we want to go to those little businesses in the townships, in the cities, and like gather them up, have a website, a platform for them to sell those products, you see. So that was the mini idea of how it came up. But now, as we continue to do it, we saw how we can scale up the idea. So the first things we were planning to sell is the beauty products, the beauty industry. So, but now we saw that actually this can be a good opportunity to scale up. So maybe if we reach a certain number of users, we can go to sell another product on the website, add new suppliers. And then as time goes, we continue adding until we you're able to shop any product on Mzansi Global Market. And the main focus is not only to sell in like locally, but to sell globally. That's the main focus, to export a lot of products from the African continent instead of focusing on importing a lot of products, since we have everything. But now we just need to find a way to take advantage of what we have. And it's not going to be an easy task after all, but we know that, and we're ready to tackle the problem.
So from your profile, it says that Mzansi Global Market is an online platform that connects SMMEs with local and global customers.
Yes.
So can you explain, is it an application that you are building? Has it been launched, or what's the process looking like right now?
Okay, so we haven't launched yet, but basically what we're doing is we're going to build an e-commerce website. So the e-commerce website will focus mainly on the user's interface, whereby if I have a supplier who wants to sell products, they can come into the website, open their own profile or their own store in a sense. And then that store will be showcased on our website. They will have control over their sales, their products, the pictures they post, customers, emails. They can be in direct contact with those customers. So basically also it helps with the business doesn't have to invest a lot in marketing, which is also a huge hindrance and it costs money. So they can just come to our website and sell there without having to invest in huge infrastructures and marketing. And also we're going to recommend transportation services or I might say logistics companies on the website, whereby those businesses, whenever they get orders, they can use those recommended logistics, which we're willing to make partnerships with them to at least give them a discount on the platform when they're using our platform. So also the platform will mostly specialize in B2B and B2C markets, which means business to business and business to customer. So those businesses must sell products at wholesale and at retail. So as a customer, you have two options. If you want to order in bulk, obviously you'll get the wholesale price, which is cheaper. But if you want to order like maybe two or three things, the price will go at least a bit up. But now at least you can order something, a low quantity of things. So you have a variety of options on the platform.
That's good. That sounds very interesting. So what are some of the challenges that you are experiencing with regards to bringing this into reality?
So first and foremost is we're still building the website. So we have been struggling to find software engineers as they are too expensive for us right now. So the site is mainly on us. We are the ones building the site. So that's what's taking long now. And the other difficult thing is finding those manufacturers, because most of them that have the variety of the market are the big ones. And the big ones, you have to be at a certain level to work with those guys. So now our main focus is to gather up the small guys for them to be on the website. And now also, this is a new thing to like South African manufacturers and small businesses. So for us to introduce it might take a bit of time for them to get used to the new industrial revolution of selling online and not only relying to sell on a physical store, you see. So it's going to take a bit of time to get the company running. Yes, so those are the major difficulties. So, I could, to sum it up, I could say funding, getting manufacturers, and like finishing the website.
So you need funding, and you also need what, other people to assist you?
Yeah, so basically, I would put funding as the last one, but the most important one now is to finish the website, which is close to completion, but it still needs some fundamentals which need experts to deal with. But I think in due time we'll deal with them. And by maybe next year around June, we'll be ready to launch.
So in case maybe someone is listening and is interested in helping you out, what kind of expertise that you is it that you guys need to in order to finish your website?
What kind of expertise?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mentioning expertise.
Okay, so basically now we need a software engineer to help us debug the website. So to make the website more efficient and not slow, and it must work in a sense that it's easier to use for the businesses and for the customer. So that's one part of it. And the other part is we need somebody who's going to help with our data management, because I feel like data for us is going to be a huge fundamental in the success of the company. We have to know what our customers like. We have to know how they interact with the website, which products we need to refer to them, and how also we can implement the likes of AI, because AI is also a new thing. So how can we implement it into our business concept? That's why we need to get a software engineer who will work with us on those types of things.
That sounds very interesting. So what is the social enterprise element into your business? What is it that you're trying to, what is your social impact basically? What problems are you solving that are social economy? Yeah.
Okay, so we know that for a community to get jobs or to bring jobs to a community, you need a manufacturing plant or a company that manufactures.
Yeah.
So by us empowering the small businesses to grow, basically, we indirectly and directly help them employ more people, which creates job around the community. And also it decreases poverty, because you get that maybe a household of 8 people, one gets employed, that one person could be the source of bread in that whole household, which is 8 people, you see. So we want to push this SMMEs to build bigger businesses which manufacture things. So we want to push making things in Africa as a whole to be a norm so that more people can get employed, you see, and decrease the levels of poverty. So that's how we view it in a sense of the social benefit.
That's interesting. So we're going to do, I think I've heard quite, you know, a mouthful of what you guys do. So we're going to do a challenge, a 30-second challenge. So you're going to pitch your business in 30 seconds.
Right? Wow, that's a difficult one, okay?
Yeah, so it's very essential, like you know, as a business person, it's very essential for you to be able to pitch into your potential investors, customers, and, you know, stakeholders
as
quick as possible. So the first 30 seconds apparently is the most important part, like where you get people more interested into what you do.
Sure.
So you have 30 seconds to tell us everything about your business that you think is important. I'm going to do a timer. We'll see how you're gonna do. So I don't know how to go to count.
You can say 3, 2, 1.
3, 2, 1, okay. 3, 2, 1, let's go.
Mzansi Global Market is an online e-commerce platform for SMMEs to sell products at whole prices locally, but most importantly, globally. We want SMMEs in Africa and later on around SA to access the world's bigger markets that the big businesses have access to. And our platform will mainly specialize in B2B selling and B2C selling. And we want to mainly prioritize our customers. Okay. But how was I?
No, you tried, hey?
Okay.
Because you managed to put the most relevant information in the beginning, because we want to hear what the business is about in the media.
Yes.
Yeah, so we don't want you to go overwinded to many other details that can easily be asked later when someone is hooked and interested. I'm interested in the business by you telling me what your business is about. So just, you know, a feedback from, you know, an overall feedback is that it's important, as I said, you know, marketing is important, and being able to sell your business by pitches and all of that is also important. And I think this is a technological innovation. I'm not sure, you must also look into getting into hackathons. But with hackathons, you need to be careful what the rules and regulations of that particular hackathons are. Because with some hackathons, you're literally signing away your idea. Some, they can help you build, you know, your solution. So you can look onto those kind of platforms wherein you can put your idea out there. And I think hackathons are a great platform for that. But just be careful that, because these days a lot of hackathons that happen, they own your idea basically. So you need to be careful around your IP. I'm not sure, you didn't mention any part where you said you were registered or not. Have you guys registered?
Yeah, we are registered, fully registered.
Okay, and you have your IP situation sorted out and all of that?
Yeah, everything is sorted. We also, we wanted to contact CEDA, but now they never got back to us. So I must just follow up on them on that.
Yeah, no, as long as you have your IP situation, your intellectual property sorted out,
So
then it means that when you share your idea, it's not going to be replicated by someone or whatever the case could be. So it's yours. So that is quite important when you're still in the building phase, that you ensured that you have protected your intellectual property.
Yes.
Definitely. Thank you so much. Any other remarks that you might have with the program? I saw you were engaging in the sessions that we had. I did see you time to time participating. So are there any, you know, feedback to us and any other final last words that you'd like to say?
Most importantly, I would like to say this is a huge help to young entrepreneurs like me, for example. And like the information, I feel like the most powerful thing for a business person to have is information. Mm-hmm. And that's what you give. And with that information, we can really apply some things, because you get that maybe you're doing some things. And through this program, even if I know certain things, but some things you showed us how to do them better and more efficient. So that's also a lot of help. And since I think the event was cancelled, right?
Yes, the event was cancelled due to, obviously, your university was not supported.
So okay. I feel like also if the event wasn't cancelled, it was going to be even super perfect, because now we were going to engage with more other businesses, other business owners. You can somehow be lucky and get a business mentor right there, and maybe work with other people who are building businesses and help each other and empower each other. So all in all, I like the program, and I really recommend it to other entrepreneurs to be part of this community.
Definitely. No, it's definitely not the end of the road. I think it's your guys' responsibility as, you know, the students of your university, for your university to support your efforts as entrepreneurs, because that's you guys saying, no, you guys need to support us, because after this is what we want to do. So you guys need to speak to your university, because I don't have much power. I didn't study at the University of Western Cape.
Yes, I understand.
Yeah, so that is something just to also put it out there for anyone that is listening that might be in the University of Western Cape, that it's important to support student entrepreneurs, because those are future job makers, basically. The unemployment rate is very, very high. So it's very very hard to actually get a job these days. But when we have people like you who are starting businesses, that means that you are opening up employment for other young people like you.
Yes. All right. I totally understand.
Yes. All right. If there's nothing else, thank you so, so much for your time and participating in the program. We're definitely going to do something again. And hopefully this would be in person and a success. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. God bless.
Have a nice one.
Bye-bye.